wonder if the school's going to fire me for this. Did they invite you guys?
No, well, no, we talked. We have permission to be here.
So if John gets on me about talking to you guys, I'm going to be so sad. You guys know who John is?
Yeah. All right. So give me a sense of what you are looking for here, first as a student and then also as part of your organization.
Yeah, so as the president of the National Society of Black Engineers here at the Career Fair, I'm just looking for a full-time job. I'll be graduating in May, but I'm just looking to kind of find a job where I feel like I fit in, where I feel like diversity is not just a, you know, a statement that people make. It's actually a focal point of the organization to promote new experiences, new learning, and new kind of solutions to their current problems, because that's what every job is a solution to a problem provided to a customer. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm looking for right here at the Career Fair. And then we'll see your second question.
Well, talk to me a little bit about your organization. So the National
Society of Black Engineers. Yeah, NSBE. We call it NSBE West here on campus. It's kind of an updated version of the Wisconsin Black Engineering Student Society. And what we kind of do is we promote a lot of professional development for students. So we introduce them to a lot of opportunities, whether that just be resume building, introducing them to companies, providing private workshops, even just doing simple stuff like wellness and community bonding, just to bring the black students on campus together. And it's not exclusive to only black students. That's just our focus, because it's not a big space for black students. We're the minority here. We're only about 4 or 5% of the campus. So we're not a big space, especially in the engineering call. We're probably about 3%. So it's just a space for us to come together and have a sense of community.
So when you hear about the deal that the university system struck with the Republicans to get a new engineering building, but then also reducing or cutting a lot of the DEI programs here, what's the feeling there?
It's pretty disappointing, considering the fact that I'm a Bucky's Badger tuition student, so I came here on a diversity kind of initiative. It's to help low-income students go to college for free. And so the fact that they kind of are destroying our diversity buildings, it's very saddening to hear just the fact that we won't have a safe space to go to anymore. That's where we go to have community. That's where we go to have our own private sacred space. That's where we host our meetings. That's where we have our kind of organization e-board meetings. So to hear that it's going to be torn down and they don't give us any answers to where we're going to relocate to and what the future is going to look like for us, it's kind of sad to hear. Very, like, kind of disheartening to hear that your government thinks about you that way, that they want to cut out those infrastructures that put kind of place in the structure for me. I wouldn't be here without the kind of pieces that were put together to bring there. So
do you think there's future students that won't come here or maybe won't try engineering?
There's definitely, if it kind of continues on this track, going to be a large reduction in the diversity. Most of the students that are in NSBE are on different scholarship programs, whether that be leaders in diversity and engineering, which targets minority students, whether it be POSSE, whether it be the chancellor's programs, whether it be Bucky's Badger Tuition, which I'm on. A lot of students are here on scholarships that promote diversity. So once those scholarships leave, a lot of us won't have the money that it requires to attend school.
In terms of what you're looking for employers, how important is it that they actually talk about DEI, or can you sense when it's just lip service or it's a part of the website they put out there?
Oh, you can just look right at the main pictures on their, kind of when you Google their website, what picture pops up? Is there any person that looks like you? Is there any representation for you? When you talk to a person, are they, you know, engaging with you, or do they give you a dismissive attitude? Are they, you know, it's kind of a vibe you get. It's not necessarily something I have to ask about. If you give me the type of energy that I expect, then the response is valid. If it's not the energy that I expect, I don't really have to look much further. So.
Can you kind of get that sense just walking around the building?
Yeah, of course. And I feel like, I'm not going to lie, in my experience, most companies are very welcoming, so I'm not too disheartened by it. But when I look online, I look at the statistics. Like, you know, I definitely do my research. I'm not going to just accept an offer and not do my research. So I definitely, you know, ask kind of what's the corporate feel. But every company has BRGs and ERGs. So it's, at the end of the day, it's not just what does the numbers look like. It's more so what is the vibe for me.
And are you from Wisconsin originally?
I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay. And do you want to stay in Wisconsin?
How much am I getting paid to stay in Wisconsin? And how much am I getting paid to leave?
Okay. So, I mean, as far as like the home state feel, but there's also got to be a sense of like, where do I feel like, well, you talked about where you feel like you're welcomed and wanted.
Yeah, my family's definitely here, but I have family all over the country. So anywhere I go, I'll feel supported and I can always visit. So I definitely feel safe in that aspect. It's just, like you said, when I look for a company, it's where do I feel like that's my home as well. Like, when I'm talking to your representatives, do they make me feel comfortable? When I'm researching your company, does this look like, you know, a mission that I support or a vision statement that I can see myself enforcing as well? Especially if I'm going to relocate across the country, I want to move for a reason. I want to just move for money. So at the end of the day, that is a factor, even though I said, you know, the first part, jokingly. But it does play a part for sure.
Mm-hmm. Can I get you to say and spell your name for me so I have it correct on tape?
Yeah, Cheyenne King, Cheyenne King.
All right. Can I get you, thank you, that was wonderful.